Well, we're going to take you from Hungary to the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, New York. We want to check in there now. Serena Williams plays her third round match tonight against fellow American Bethany Mattek Sands. And while there haven't been any huge upsets yet, there have been upsetting scenes. A number of players withdrawing because of heat. And oh, yes, there was a drone crash. John Wertheim is executive editor and senior editor for Sports Illustrated. John, start with the drone crash. A teacher's been arrested for flying it. It was kind of a large drone. It looked like a big, fat, black spider. What happened?
You're prepared to cover a lot of issues at sporting events, Robin. Covering a drone crash, not one of them. This was a first. But it seems as though a teacher of some sort had a drone, lost control of it. As you say, he's been arrested. Nobody was injured. But even by U.S. Open standards, this was a strange one.
Well, I mean, nobody got hurt. They cleared out the seating. But was he somewhere else in Flushing Meadow, or was he trying to spy on it? What was going on?
No, as I understand it, he was in Corona Park, which is adjacent to the facility, and just sort of lost control of this. There was actually a match going on. It landed in the stands. But this, again, you're prepared for all sorts of unconventional scenarios. This one may take the cake.
Second to it, though, is the sight of tennis players immobilized by heat stroke. Talk about that. American Jack Sock, who there were so many hopes for him, collapsed. These are called retirements when they have to leave the game. What happened?
He was cruising along. He won the first two sets. Young American prospect. The fans are into it. And then he's affected by the heat. He gets cramps. And by the end, as you say, he was absolutely incapacitated. I mean, he looked dazed, sort of writhing on the court. And to me, this is just nuts. I mean, it's very, very hot out here. You could be doing crossword puzzles in this heat and suffer cramps. The notion of running around playing sports in triple-digit temperatures for best of five sets, it's easy to see why so many players have pulled up. There have been, you know, more than a dozen players have retired midway through their match, just unable to take the heat. A number of others have been treated IVs afterwards. As you say, so much for the notion of tennis players. I don't want to say a whip sport, but this certainly changes the image of tennis, watching these players absolutely in agony. I think officials need to address this, and whether it's playing these best of five matches or whether it's giving the players a break, it's a little disconcerting. I'm not sure who wins seeing players so physically depleted.
Well, hold on a second, because, you know, there's the people who think the opposite. Roger Federer said, you know, we've been here in North America for some time. It's not like all of a sudden hot. And some people in the office, I mean, this is just office talk, but it's in the 90s and humid, very hot. But these players play in Australia where it's 100. So is this really that drastic?
It's that drastic. Roger Federer is very well conditioned. He also has the good fortune, because he's so popular, of playing at night. And again, I mean, tennis is physical. Sports have an element of stamina. But when players have to be helped off, they can't even leave the court under their own power, this is really getting to be scary stuff.
Well, you mentioned the number of sets men play. Right now they play best of five sets. The women play best of three. The question is, should men maybe be playing fewer sets? And then there are heat breaks. Women, people are now learning, the women players get a 10-minute break after the second set if it's a certain temperature. Men don't. Is that going to change?
I think it should. And I think, I'm not sure if it's macho or what the story is. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine why the women get these break and the men don't get it when they play longer. But, you know, again, whether it's shortening the matches, whether it's more breaks, whether it's saying, hey, you know what, when the on-court temperatures are 120 degrees, we're going to sit tight for an hour until we get some shadows, putting two athletes who are well-conditioned out there in the middle of the day, having them run around and having one of them unable to leave the court under his own power, which, again, has happened multiple times here, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, one last question that we have to ask. Serena Williams, of course, is going to play her third round match tonight. And as we've reported, Serena trying to win her first Grand Slam, four titles in 1 year. First Grand Slam of any woman since 1988. How is she looking to you?
She's looking nervous, Robin, as you might expect, but she also is looking like she's going to pull this off. We've only played two rounds, Robin. There are only three top 10 seeds left. And if she can just keep her wits about her, she's so superior to the players on the other side of the net that you hate to say it, but it really is hers to lose right now.
Well, no, I'd be nervous too. There's drones crashing in from the sky and people falling.
Yeah, exactly.
From
never mind the opposition or the expectation of history. They're drones and it's really hot.
John Wertheim, executive editor and senior editor for Sports Illustrated at the U.S. Open. Lucky dog. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin. Anytime.